Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is our 491st edition here on KASM. And as always, you are listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 8 below 0, our temperature here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Art Ojado. Good morning, Art. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you. And how are you today?
We are good. And are you staying warm, Art?
Yeah, we're mine. We don't go out in the morning. We have to, I guess, it is.
You bet, you bet. You said you were out to church this morning, and it was plenty cold, huh?
Yeah, and they had breakfast. KC had breakfast there at church, and it was a pretty good turnout.
Okay.
Despite of the weather.
Yeah, despite of the weather, people do go. We went last night, and church was really full, so very good. Well, Art, where do you reside? Where do you live? Fridley, okay. Been there all your life, born and raised, or where were you born and raised?
Oh, about 3 miles north of Elmdale.
Oh, north of Elmdale. You're up here in our country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I do remember that now. We had that conversation last year. All right. And
my dad and my wife grew up about 1.5 miles south of Elmdale.
Okay, okay. Well, from there, being born there, to now in Fridley, what happened in between?
Well, my goodness.
A lot, huh?
How much time we got.
That's all right. So you went to high school up here then?
Yes, graduated from Upshaw in 1958.
1958, okay. All right. And so you picked up music along the way. That wasn't your source of income, though, huh? You did something else throughout your lifetime?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I worked at Ceramic Tile Stage for about 15 years. And,
okay.
I sold water softeners for about 2 years, I guess. And I got into real estate, and I sold real estate for about, 35 years or so, I guess.
Okay. Okay. But you did pick up music along the way, huh? You started to play the concertina?
Yeah, I fell in love with concertina when I was a little boy. I didn't have one.
Uh-huh.
So and even though my dad really liked it, I guess for some reason he didn't think it was worth it. I don't know, he must never think I had it in me.
Okay.
But I played in a high school band. I started on trumpet, and I played tuba for a couple of years. I really enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
When we got married, about time I picked up the concertina.
Okay. Very good. And what kind do you have, Art?
Well, I've got a Chris Angle PSP that was built in 1964.
Okay.
And I've got a Chris Angle flat that was built in 1974. And I have a Pearl Queen Triplet I inherited from a good friend, really a nice one. And then I've got a couple of doubles. I've had more. I sold a couple triples this year.
Mm-hmm.
I taking up space. Can't play them all, you know. And
you only play one at a time. That's for sure.
And you enjoy having them for a while, and then
somebody else wants them, huh?
Yeah, move on to something else.
You bet. Well, good. Art, did you ever play in with the bands at all, or did you just play for your own enjoyment?
Oh, I had a little band of my own for quite a while.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I didn't play as much as I might have. I could have played more, but I wasn't about to go into it big time, and beside that, with the kids growing up and everything, I knew a lot of the guys that played all the time. Well, gee whiz, they were never there for the kids on the weekend. Well, they were, not that we're never there, but you miss out on a lot of time, and I really didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I played about as much as I wanted, but we'd for a long time, we played almost once a week, you know.
Okay.
Could have been playing more, but 2-3 times a month for quite a few years there.
And where did you play, Art? Did you play in the clubs then, or get into any of the ballrooms, or what?
Never played in a ballroom.
You never did, okay.
No, I played for a lot of weddings and anniversaries. I played in clubs. May Spikes Bar Northeast, played there for, I suppose, at least 5 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, once I played there. There was a little bar in Columbia Heights, Dick's Bar. A lot of people heard of that.
Sure.
Man, every Sunday night, that was just a hopping. It was all, it was about 98% concertina music.
Okay.
And back in the day, Northeast Minneapolis was a pretty hotbed, pretty much a hotbed of concertina players there. And they hung out there, and a lot of good players. And
sure.
And a lot of the players from up home, they'd stop in if they were in town, you know.
Sure.
It was good. I played there for every Sunday night. Well, not every, you know, once in a while, prison have to get off. But
right.
Every Sunday night for 2 or 3 years. And then John Flipsick played there a couple of years. And then I played there again for another 2 or 3 years. So.
Sure. When you played, were there others with you? What did you have for instrumentation?
Well, for most of the time, when I played the most, I had a saxophone and trumpet and a drum.
Oh,
I did the bass on the concertina.
Sure.
Well, interesting. In Minneapolis, if you played only one style, you were wrong half the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So rather than have a tuba or bass guitar, I learned to play the bass pretty good on the concertina and amplified it just right, and it come across pretty good. So
well, good. Who were the guys that played with you? Care to mention their names?
Well, Bennett Walensky, a lot of folks up there would probably know of him.
Yeah.
It's Eddie Walensky's son, if you remember Eddie, the sax player.
Yeah.
Eddie and Renette, their son. And then most of the time I had a sax player by the name of Ray Biernot. He played sax and clarinet.
Okay.
And, the longer we played, of course, the better we got, just like anybody else. And,
sure.
Well, we heard a lot of good comments. We never made a recording. We talked about it, but the guys, we didn't want to. And
uh-huh.
I guess I didn't think it was such a big deal, but I would have liked to, but, well, there went. We never did.
Well, you know, and I can speak for that from the other side of it. I did get involved with some recordings, and it's really nice because a lot of the guys, or I should say some of the guys that were on those same recordings are no longer with us anymore. but yet their music is still here. And so that's the one nice thing about recordings. You know, you take like Elmer Scheid or Harold Offenbacher or Fez Fritchie, any of those guys, they made some wonderful music. And they're gone for a while already, but they're still household names because people remember them by their music. It was good stuff. So I think that's the benefit of recording.
Oh, sure. It would have been nice to do. And like I say, I wish I had, but...
Yeah, you just didn't do it when you were in your prime, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Art, you also took up another passion, and that is heading up this big Concertina Bowl, and it's the 45th annual coming up a week from Saturday, January 27th, and we'll let you talk a little bit about that. That's been kind of a big deal in your life, huh?
Oh, it's gotten to be that, yeah. Well, it started out, there's a gentleman by the name of Leroy Lewandowski. He's from the Foley area.
Uh-huh.
Him, Chester Kapinski, he was from up there, out there too. And then a friend of mine by the name of Donnie Anderson, he is from southern Minnesota. And Chester and Leroy were talking about it at our church picnic, and it just so happened Donnie and I were talking about it too. And we put our heads together, and Leroy Lewandowski took grabbed the bull by the horns, and he chaired it to start out. It was a $1 admission, and my gosh, the place was full. But we didn't have such a big place, but we had, I suppose, 150 people anyway, which was...
pretty good in those days, yeah.
Yeah, and we were there. That was on Foley Boulevard in Coon Rapids, and, our crowd started dwindling because it was too small.
Uh-huh.
And about that time, our council, our Knights of Columbus Council, decided to sell that building. And so Donnie and I, by that time, Leroy had passed away. He was a serious kidney problem, and Leroy had passed away. And Donnie and I went over to Fridley. I think Chester Kapinski was still with us, too.
Okay.
We went to the Fridley Knights of Columbus, and we had quite a bit of talking. They just didn't think it could be any good. Well, Fridley had a really nice hall there, and their main ballroom was really nice.
Okay.
Well, it so happened that they had a wedding in their lower hall, and my gosh, the place was overflowing with people. The Fridley guys just walked around shaking their head. They couldn't believe it. Well, they said, next year we got to have the whole building.
Okay.
Well, it filled up, upstairs and downstairs. And then, well, in earlier years we had Slim Mazur. He was a concertina dealer, and he did a little bit of building. He did a lot of repair work, too. He had the display. Then moved to Fridley. I think Slim might have been there the first year, but then Joe Cherniak took over that end of it, and he was there all the rest of the years in Fridley. We were 9 years in Fridley, and Billy and Todd Jurek, well, he was, at that time was Billy's, I think they called it, I forget now. It wasn't Polka Soul. That was his first band, but I guess it was their concertina band for some reason. But it was Billy and Todd Jurek and Mary Lou, Billy's wife. She's a Klisch girl from Elmdale.
Oh, yeah.
Polarski, I think it was Mike Polarski, them four, and they played down in the lower unit. It was so packed that you couldn't move. And the main hall upstairs was just about as bad, you know.
Sure.
And it's interesting what things that stick out. I like to tell the story. One year I had a guy by the name of Rich Blomgren hired to play tuba. Well, for some reason, he went and booked with Kevin Gwass later on and ignored me. Well, I found out about 3 days ahead of time, so I was able to get Dave Gwast, and from up there, you probably
sure
know Dave.
I do, yes, yeah.
And Dave was a good friend. Actually, Dave's wife was my cousin.
Uh-huh.
But I talked him into coming down. Well, he was reluctant at first, but he had a wonderful day because we ran across old friends there and stuff. But it was so busy there, and he hadn't played the tuba yet. He was just playing horn a little bit because there's other guys there. But then I was in the middle of something, and all of a sudden I heard about four licks of on a tuba, and I thought it was back in Elmdale because it was so, his style was so prominent to me.
Uh-huh.
But I could tell you 100 really good stories, and there was great performances. I remember one time Billy Cherniak and Jerry Jelazny sat and played for about 20 minutes or so on the main stage, and they played together so well. And well, they had that one big record that Rozinski Brothers, Aleatoric Ensemble.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Them two guys played, and that stood out. And Billy, when Billy and Todd played together, too, that was outstanding.
You bet. Well, Art, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, I should read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, and we'll continue that conversation, if you want to just hold that.
You bet.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Speaking of sausage, the St. Joe Meat Market makes a wide variety of sausages. They start with fresh trimmings, add just the right amount of spices and flavorings to produce some very tasty products. A lot of our recipes go back quite a few years. I was just a youngster, but I can still remember my grandpa, Alling, yes, Al Funnenstein Sr., making that good homemade pork sausage. Of course, my dad, Junior Funnenstein, continued that great tradition of great homemade sausage and passing on those great recipes to us, now the third, and now the fourth generations at the St. Joe Meat Market. We still make homemade bologna, franks, and wieners, skin on and now also skinless. Our ever-popular country-style sausage is available in many forms. Fresh bulk, patties, continuous, or rope style, breakfast links, and brats. We still make that homemade liver sausage, blood sausage, and head cheese. Dad's recipe for our regular homemade summer sausage continues to be a constant seller. Over the past few years, jerky and snack sticks have risen in popularity with numerous flavors available. At the St. Joe Meat Market, we've had a lot of success with our homemade Braunschweiger, winning numerous awards over the past 2 years. So you can see why for many years on our invoice, it says, the St. Joe Meat Market, homemade sausage, our specialty. But it does make you wonder, though, what Grandpa would say now if he was still here today when I tell you that you can like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. Yes, technology has certainly put us in a different world from what our ancestors knew, but one thing that hasn't changed in that is that great homemade sausage and customer service that you'd come to know and appreciate at the St. Joe Meat Market. Once again, a big thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Art, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We've got a nice meat package put up. And in this case, I figure on coming to the concertina bowl myself. And so we'll bring that to you and hand deliver it. How does that sound for you, Art?
Sounds pretty nice. I remember the last one, and we enjoyed it quite a lot.
That's great. That's great. Well, Art, if you can tell us a little bit about this year's concertina bowl. I've got a flyer. You sent me a bunch of them in the mail there, and I've got those posted around the area. And just tell us a little bit, in your own words, what people might expect if they come down to Blaine, to Brook Hall at Blaine Brook there, and what they'll all see on the 27th.
Well, of course you're going to see a couple of concertina players.
Yeah.
It's got in the last years that guys been jamming in the lobby, so depending what time you come, it's just wild out there. The people can't hardly operate. The minute you walk in, it's going. But we got two stages.
Okay.
It's a jam session on each stage, guys taking turns, but we always also have the stars, and we got the featured entertainer this year is Ray Kunkel, and Ray is an 92.
Yeah.
And he still plays awfully nice, and he's all fired up about coming. So that's gonna be good. We used to have a band, but as things changed, you know, and it wasn't working out anymore. So I tried this thing with a featured entertainer, and last year was Dan Whitaky.
Okay.
This Ray Kunkel, and then I've got the Polish guys too, Todd Jurek and Craig Marsolik.
Okay.
They'll be working on each stage one here and there a couple of times, and a lot of good stuff to hear.
You bet. I'm really looking forward to it. I've talked to Ray many times on the phone over the years. We feel like I know him personally. I've seen his picture, so I know what he looks like. But I've never been able to shake his hand, and I'm really looking forward to meeting him and hearing him. A little bit about Ray. You know, he had his own band for some time. Of course, he has played with his wife, Jermaine, has been his drummer for a lot of those years. But then he filled in with Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman for quite a number of years, too. So, I mean, he's one of the best, and so clean and so precise. I think we're in for a real treat just to watch him play.
Yeah, he says he says as he's gotten older, he says once in a while there's a clinker there.
Oh, yeah, we all have those. A little clinker gets in there when we're playing, but that's what makes us real.
Well, the last time I heard him was in Merrill, Wisconsin last spring at their concertina fest over there, and I didn't hear any clinkers.
No, I bet not.
And,
no.
Andy Gravine, he's a young guy from over there, played with him and raised in harmony most of the time. And
oh, okay.
It's quite nice. There's no question about it, and I'm sure people are going to enjoy that. And getting a lot of positive feedback about Ray coming there. So
yeah, that will be good. Now on the downside, last year, just a year ago, Dale Damon was still there, huh?
Yep, that was probably the last place he played.
Yeah, that was just a week after that he got killed there. And I talked to several people, and they said they don't think they've ever heard Dale play better than he did at the Concertina Bowl.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the negative side of it. I mean, it was nothing connected with the Concertina Bowl or anything, but just happened to be right at that time.
Right.
Now, I see on the flyer that it says you have door prizes all day. What is that all about?
Well, if people, it seems like everybody likes door prizes.
Uh-huh.
Just another attraction. And, it's because it's a little way for them to advertise, too, because I make a list of all the contributors, and Craig Ebel is our main MC, and Craig's really good at that, and he reads off the list
of
all the contributors. But a few years back, when we started giving a door prize, and one of our guys come up with the idea, let's raise it every year. So this year it's $45 at 2:30. Or 1:30 or 2:30. At 1:30, I guess. That's when we started out.
Yeah.
Every year that goes up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But there's a lot of nice gift certificates for eating places. There's gift cards from some of the companies like Menards and Home Depot, things like that. Perkins restaurants. For about at least 10 years now, they give us a couple of apple pies, an apple pie and a caramel apple pie.
Oh, boy.
It makes a nice door prize, too. You know, people enjoy getting it, and it's a lot of fun there.
And do you have to pay for those? Do you have to buy a ticket, or is that included on your admission ticket?
No, those are door prizes. When you came in the door, you got a ticket, and that's...
Good for the drawings all day long, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drawings run out 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and by then it gets so tough because by then quite a few people have left, and you're calling a lot of numbers where there's nobody there no more.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it, it it's fun too, you know. People, it just makes fun, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, people that you know, want to play or so, they can bring their instruments along, and then there's a sign-up sheet that you can put down when, so they'll call your name that you can come up and jam.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, Craig Ebel will be running the show there on the main stage, and Bob Novak, the Usaville Echo Concertina, he'll be more or less running the show on the other stage.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Kind of interesting thing. This really don't have nothing to do with the Concertina Bowl, but you know, the World Concertina Congress designates people for a Hall of Fame, and it's just an interesting thing from Morrison County, and it's not a, it's basically all rural. I think there's 8 men from Morrison County in the World Concertina Congress Hall of Fame.
Oh my goodness! Wow, yeah.
Gordy Lurkey, I think, was the first. Himself, and the Gilly Mouse and Ryan Motzke, he was years. Mike Schmia is from Bolas. Irwin Cease lived out in the sort of New Ulm country, Hanska, I guess, but I think his roots are in Buckman.
Okay.
Dave Savada, he's not from Morrison County, but he's about 3 feet outside of Morrison County.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I think it's kind of interesting to mention, you know, my wife's cousin, Leroy Dobas. I hope for years to come. And finally they came last year. Well, Leroy loves the concertina, and boy, I'll tell you, I think he had just one great day there.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet.
I hope he can come again, because it's really built for people that love the music.
Yeah. And the admission is $15 for adults at the door. And then students 18 and under are just $5. And then kids, if you bring the kids, 12 and under are free, huh?
Yep, that's right.
Well, good. And then there's food and snacks available. You have to pay for, obviously, and the cash bar with beer and mixed drinks. So that's all available for people to purchase if they so desire, huh?
Yep, that's all. It's a full bar. It's run pretty nicely. So they always have beef sandwich in Blaybrook there. They have a restaurant in their main place over there, too. And
okay.
They do a great job with the beef, and the beef sandwiches are great.
Oh, okay, good.
Good Polish sausages. It's
very
nice.
And it opens up at 12 noon on that Saturday, huh? That's when the music starts?
Music starts at 12. Doors are open at 11.
At 11 already. And it says, till 11 p.m., ?? They've been known to go a little longer?
Yeah. You know, back in the day, of course, everything went till 1 o'clock, and we couldn't get the people out, so we decided we better say 12 o'clock, and we still couldn't get them out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets to be fun. I mean, it really does. And I know over the years, you can probably mention some of the great concertina players that have been at the Concertina Bowl. Gary Brigham, probably. Carl Hartwig. Brian.
When Gary played, you'd think the place was going to explode in anticipation. And Frizzy Polka-Ritchie was another one. My gosh.
Did he draw too, huh?
Oh, yeah. And also the Senior Brothers from Wisconsin, they really drew good too, and they really pleased the crowd.
Okay.
Here's an easy way to... We missed Christy Hengel was never there.
He wasn't.
Elmer Scheid was never there. And Ernie Koopman was never there.
Wow.
You name the rest of them, they've been there.
Jerry Schuft, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie Klossner,
Johnny Gogg.
Okay.
Irwin Cease.
Yeah.
I can't think of names like I used to, but...
Yep.
Yeah, they were
They're all there. Well, that's great.
And there's been some, you know... There's a lot of wonderful players, but there's not very many masters.
Yeah.
There was a man by the name of Ray Arndt, was a wonderful concertina player from Northeast Minneapolis. He used to be there, of course.
Okay.
He saw no one.
Sure.
Josh Eitzer, the young guy.
Yeah.
He's probably might be the best player I ever heard. He used to come, but he won't be there now. Him and his wife live in Tunisia.
Oh, okay.
And he just delivered them twin girls, so he's finding out there's other things in the world besides concertinas.
Yeah, that does happen. You bet, you bet.
But he was a real treat because he played classical. He made stuff, and some people said they didn't like that classical, but it's a funny thing. One year he played Beethoven's Fifth.
Really, on the concertina?
Yeah, and it takes over 5 minutes to play, and he played it perfectly.
Wow.
There's no music in front of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Even though people say they didn't like it, by the time he was done, it was pretty quiet in the place.
I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, he could hush the crowd. It was amazing. Him and Ray Arndt could hush the crowd, too, but that's rare.
Well, that's great. Well, we've got just a minute or two left here. Art, want to just get back to you a little bit. As you lived over the years and played and so on, who did you look up to? Who did you like to pattern your style of playing after?
Oh, my. There's so many. But when I really started out, when I really, really enjoyed Ernie Koopman.
Did you? Yeah.
I guess, it's hard to choose, but a lot of things he did, a lot of things I tried to do.
Okay.
But yep. But also Shuft and Johnny Gogg. Johnny Gogg was one of my favorites too.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the Polish guys too. There's a whole number of them that are really good too. But that's a different ball game again.
Yeah, that's a different style.
Yeah, like talking with a different accent, you know.
Yep. Yep. Yep, for sure. Well, great. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Art. We're going to we always feature music after we let you go of your choice. Today, I kind of picked out Ray Conkle. Being that Ray is going to be the featured guest there for the Concertina Bowl, I thought we'll probably have time for 3 or 4 or 5 of his songs and give people a little taste of that. And really looking forward to that again. And once again, just summarizing, 45th Annual Concertina Bowl. It's going to be on Saturday, January 27th, 2024. It's going to start at, the doors open at 11. Music starts at 12 noon, goes till 11 or whenever everybody is satisfied. And it's going to be at Brook Hall at Blaine Brook, and that's in Blaine, Minnesota. So, for more information, people can always give you a call, huh, Art?
Yes, they can. My number's on the flyer there.
And we'll mention it just for those that don't have a flyer, but 763-784-7204. And you also have an email address too, huh?
Yes.
And that, go ahead and mention that, Art.
That's A as in apple, J as in Jeanette, and then Ohotto, O-H-O-T-T-O, at gmail.com.
Very good. And there's also another contact, and that's Dick Dolson. And who is Dick?
Well, Dick's not a musician. He loves the music, but he's not a musician. And he's my right-hand man from our Knights of Columbus. And Dick can't be there this year. He's just a couple days before, he's got to leave town. And going to miss it.
But
he's been a great help.
And the proceeds from this now, do they go to the Knights of Columbus Council there?
Yes, they do, and it basically goes to local charities.
Well, that's great. What a wonderful deal. You bet. Well,
no one on the committee has ever taken anything from this.
Okay, very good. And again, if you have a concertina and you want to jam, bring it along. You can jam, play, show, sell, or trade, it says. So, probably a few concertinas have switched hands over the years there, huh?
Oh, a few. It's not as much as a person might think. For what reason, I don't know. I guess people like to look a lot. But there's been plenty of sales, too.
Yeah, and again, I understand that because I think I've got 6 of them in the closet at home. I can only play one at a time, but if I had a part with one, I don't know which one I would choose first because I like them all.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, yep.
Yep. There you go. Well, Art, we want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I told you last time, good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again. How's that?
That sounds good. I'm glad that you can finally make it, too.
Yeah, that fishing contest I always go to, they scheduled that a week later. And right now, we didn't know if we were going to have enough ice anyway this year. So as it turns out, either way, we are free on that Saturday. And nothing else comes up, we will certainly make it.
Yeah, well, one quick comment, if you want to see a nice concertina, Jerry Minar, if he can make it, he's going to have Christy Hengel's concertina down there, his paddock.
Oh, really?
And that's one number off from Elmer Shides, and what a wonderful concertina. And he might be taking bids on it. He's not sure yet, but I know if I was a younger man, I would be sure looking at that because it's a wonderful concertina.
Yep, yep. Well, very good, Art. Well, we're going to let you run now, and again, thank you. And again, we will hopefully see you at the Concertina Bowl. So you have a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, if that's all right.
Okay, that's just fine. And thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. You bet, Art. You have a great day.
Okay, take care.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Art Ojado, our 491st guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Ray Conkle in just moments. And that is our theme, Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our Musicians Come and Play program theme, wrapping up our 491st edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And once again, Art Ojado, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. What a nice gentleman, a great person. Looking forward to meeting Art at the Concertina Bowl. And yeah, you can do the same. So come on out, January 27th. At Blainbrook Hall in Blaine, Minnesota, and it'll be a great time. All righty. Well, like I promised, we're going to feature music by Ray Conkle here. Ray is the featured artist at the Concertina Bowl this year, and here's one of his great polka tunes that he recorded, one called the Four Beers Polka. Thank you. Kunkel. Yes, Ray Kunkel, the Four Beers Polka, and that's music like you might get to hear at the Concertina Bowl a week from Saturday in Blaine. Yes, indeed. Ray, a very accomplished concertina player, and still going at age 92. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B. Yeah, Jeannie B's tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me some information for the ad today, and she says, "Hello, brr, it is frigid out there, and yes, how well we know." And this week she asked me to concentrate on the 24 meet and greets that will begin the 1st of February, and that's going to be at the Tutti Frutti Farm in Sauk Center, Minnesota, from 9 until 10:30. Then they'll be at the Traveler's Inn in Alexandria from 1 until 2:30. That's on February 1st. Join Jeannie B's Tours for tour itinerary information, treats, and door prizes at all of the meets and greets. There's going to be more. February 5th, that's at the Avon Cabin Cafe from 10 until 11. Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe from 1:30 until 3 on February 5th. And then on February 8th, from 9 until 10 at Perkins in St. Cloud at 30th Park Avenue South. And from 1 until 2:30, that's at Park Avenue South. 30 Park Avenue South, 1 until 2:30. Now, if you're interested in any of the many extended flyout tours Jeannie B's Tours is offering in 2025, you will be able to see a narrated slide presentation at Jill's Cafe in Richmond, and that's going to be on February 9th from 9 until 11. And then on the 9th, also at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 1 until 3. Attend the information sessions on the 9th if you are interested in Alaska, Canadian Rockies, Banff and Lake Louise, Colors of New England, Rails and Trails, Treasures of Ireland, Danube River Cruise, Germany and Austria, Hawaii, Great Canadian Cities. Now is the time to register for these 2024 tours before they are all sold out. Call Jeannie B's Tours. Call her today, 320-345-1581. For details. If this cold weather finds you thinking of spring, maybe joining Jeannie B this spring for Spring Music Fest in Branson departing April 17th would cure your cabin fever. This tour is the kickoff for the 2024 season. The awesome site of the Ark Encounter is a must-see for everyone, and May 13th is when the Ark Encounter experience has a seat waiting for you and your friends on these great spring getaways. Again, call Jeannie B's, 320-345-1581. And book that seat for you and your friends at Jeannie B's Tours, and she'll take care of all the details for you. And again, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she brings us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 12:30 here on KASM. Time for a couple more selections by Ray Kunkel. Here's one called the Grad aus dem Wirtshaus Waltz. Ray Kunkel. ¶¶ And his band, one called the Grat aus dem Wirthaus Waltz. And again, Ray is going to be the featured artist at the Concertina Bowl. And maybe I didn't speak clear enough because Conkle sounds a little bit like Drontel. And yes, back in the days, I did play with Ray Drontel. And but Ray hasn't been playing the concertina now for a couple of years. He's retired. And so, no, Ray won't, Ray Drontel won't be there, but this is Ray Conkle with a K, Conkle, and Ray is from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and Ray has been playing all of his lifetime. We'll get him on the program again one of these days, but he is going to be the featured artist at this Concertina Bowl, and that's going to be on Saturday, January 27th, so a good opportunity for all of us to see him in person. 92 years old, still playing just as good as ever. Here's a nice march tune by Ray Conkle. It's one called the Jolly Lumberjack March. Conkle and the Jolly Lumberjack March. Boy, that's some good stuff there. Just gets you all fired up and ready to go. All right, time to close up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands use this for their theme song. It's one called The Midnight Waltz. Ray Conkle. Conkle and one called The Midnight, and that's actually The Midnight in Wisconsin Waltz, not the same one I was thinking of. The Midnight Waltz is the one that a lot of bands used for their theme song, but this was actually The Midnight in Wisconsin Waltz. And that wraps up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM as we come up on 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock.